and we have reached our last batch of news. When we scour the paper for news items, which we hope will interest you, we come across a whole host of different subjects, some serious and some light-hearted. These tend to get all put together in our last slot, and today is no exception, as amongst other items you will hear about a chess prodigy, popular names for babies, council house safety checks, and a river-powered heat pump. However, we will start with the ongoing work to the castle keep, which was mentioned in our feature. Norwich Castle is being transformed to recreate when the stunning building was a royal palace. The beloved museum and its Norman keep are in the midst of the £13.5 million National Lottery Heritage-funded Royal Palace Reborn project. The 900-year-old keep's medieval floors and rooms will be rebuilt to reflect how it would have looked in Norman times. Gone is the wooden floor, trodden on by generations of visitors. Higher up, the wooden balcony, which had been in place since Victorian times, has been carefully removed. Before new floors are put in place, it means the keep can be seen at its full height for the first time in more than a century. The corridor, which used to take visitors from the entrance into the rotunda, has also gone. New shops, a cafe-restaurant, and an educational space are taking shape to the right. But on the left, new views of the exterior of the keep have been opened up. They will be retained when a glass-roofed atrium is created. When the project is complete in 2023, medieval treasures will go on show in a new gallery in partnership with the British Museum. And on the battlements, a newly, fully accessible walkway will give panoramic views.
A 16-year-old who ditched his video games for the thrill of a chessboard says it was the best decision he's ever made. It was only 2 years ago that Luca Emerson first got into the sport, but he's already thrashing his online rivals and his poor dad, who's currently on a 60-0 losing streak against the teenage juggernaut. Having wiped the floor with every worthy foe at Thorpe St Andrew High, Luca's had to go global to feed his chess addiction. The youngster from Thorpe End regularly competes in online tournaments of up to 2,000 people of all ages, recently coming 26th out of 1,926 competitors. In one event and in second out of 720 in another.
The impact Prince Harry and Meghan still have on parents-to-be in Norfolk has been laid bare as it was revealed Archie was the most popular baby boy name in the county in 2020. New data from the Office for National Statistics has revealed what are the most popular baby names for the last year. Traditional British baby names have been the most popular in Norfolk, although there are also some more unique names that have been popular last year. Topping the list for boys' names in Norfolk was Archie, which likely takes inspiration from the royal couple who named their first child it in 2019. The most popular girl's name for 2020 was Emily, which often features highly annually. While most names on the list are commonly found, the 10th most popular name last year for boys was Arlo. Arlo is an old English name, but has recently been brought into the limelight after the success of British singer-songwriter Arlo Parks. Traditional British names have been the top choice for girls last year, although Mia, which has ancient Egyptian origins, seems to be having its moment right now at number three. Nationally, Oliver topped the list for most popular boy's name for the 8th year running, and Olivia was the most popular name for girls in 2020 for the 5th consecutive year. Mothers aged 35 and over continued to choose more traditional names, while younger mothers opted for more modern and shortened names.
Hundreds of people in council houses across Norwich were potentially put in danger because crucial safety inspections of gas, water and electrics were not done. The shocking failure in oversight meant electrical safety checks at nearly 900 homes, some of which should have been carried out at least 5 years ago, were never carried out. And water supplies in up to 500 homes may have missed vital checks for Legionella, a germ which can cause lethal illnesses. Letters have been sent to 17,000 Norwich City Council tenants and leaseholders to tell them the council has put in place an urgent programme to make sure checks are done. The council's community services director, Louise Rawthorne, who was appointed in April, discovered the inspections backlog after ordering an internal review. The audit found hundreds of cases where electrical, fire and water safety checks and some follow-up work had not been done. The City Council says an urgent work programme has been put in place to complete all checks, risk assessments and follow-up work. It uncovered 892 properties, 6% of council homes, where electrical checks supposed to be carried out every 5 years had not been done. The council has had some of these checks carried out, but is working to get the others completed.
Councillors have decided plans to heat homes using the River Wensum are more than just hot air after giving the contractor the green light. The £1.8 million water-powered heat pump will use the River Wensum to provide heat and hot water for 85 homes on Barnard's Yard near Duke Street in Norwich. On Wednesday evening, Gail Harris, member for social housing, told her cabinet colleague she was delighted to bring the plan forward. To get to this stage has involved a huge amount of work from officers and shows this administration is prepared to take bold decisions, she said. We are not aware of another wastewater source heat pump system being used in Norfolk, and within the country there are only about half a dozen. A current system which uses natural gas and emits carbon will be removed from the site. The pump itself will be powered by renewable electricity, and no river water will be mixed with water destined for people's homes. The system is expected to save 270 tonnes of CO2 from being emitted into the atmosphere a year, the same as absorbed by 12,854 fully grown trees.
Police used an eye in the sky 1,500 times in Norfolk last year for everything from spotting cannabis farms to finding missing people. Drones were also deployed to catch burglars, fly over firearms incidents, and to monitor illegal camps and unlicensed music gatherings. Earlier this year, Norfolk Police and Crime Commissioner Giles Orpen-Smelly said he was keen to see aviation rules changed so drones can be used more widely. He said he hoped police forces might be permitted to operate drones beyond the current line-of-sight regulations. At the moment, under Civil Aviation Authority rules, the police's drone operators must be able to see the machine they are controlling. Data in his annual report has now revealed that Norfolk Police used his drone fleet 329 times for pre-planned operations in 2020 and 2021, while there were 1,226 flights responding to incidents and ongoing crimes. The deployment figures represent further increases over the past 12 months, with significant demand for missing persons and supporting specialist teams investigating crime, said Mr. Orpen-Smelly.
An Indian restaurant in Norwich has won a national award. Spice Valley Norwich in Magdalen Street won the Best Customer Service category at the English Curry Awards 2021. The awards are a celebration of the English curry industry, recognising the hard work and impeccable service of the best English curry establishments. Walai Ulla and Mintu Rahman, co-owners of Spice Valley, said, "It is an honour to win such a prestigious award. We worked hard to build an enviable reputation for our food and customer service. To be recognised on the national stage is a dream come true for us, and we can't quite believe it." The Taj Mahal in Aylsham Road won a regional award for the takeaway and home delivery of the year for the East of England.
Well, we've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. As usual, we will remind you that when you have finished with the recording, pop the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. We always mention this, but it is worth repeating that you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to the whole of the team that has produced it. The editor today was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. The office is not always manned, so do leave a message on our answer phone, and we will definitely get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. So we hope you keep well. And now we'll say goodbye from myself, Chris, and from
Pauline.